Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do live acoustic sessions here on the show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And if you're tuned in, you can actually check out Mimsy Mack, who is back in the house. Mimsy, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to be here again.
Well, thanks for coming down here on a Sunday, let alone the day before Halloween, to be on our show. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Yeah, this song is called Bubblegum Ice Cream, and I wrote it during COVID because I was missing all these things, especially bubblegum ice cream. Uh-huh. And my friend Paul Anthony recorded this for me live. I'll be releasing it this week.
Oh, okay.
And I'll be performing this song with the band, my band Rude Mimsy, next Friday in Brooklyn.
Wow, you're getting it right off the bat. Okay, yeah. Here's Mimsy Mack here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Miss bubblegum ice cream. I miss my banana seed bite. I miss climbing trees all day with you. I miss surfing in the ocean. I even miss cartwheels. I miss saltwater taffy with you. Gonna be a day, yeah, it's coming soon, hang on, it's gonna be okay, I know, do do do, doodly doodly do do do, doodly doodly do do do, I'm missing you, you, I'm missing City. I even miss the subway. I miss taco trucks in Brooklyn. I miss dressing up in East Village. I miss rocking out in Lower East Side with you, you. I'm missing you. I miss walking hand in hand with you. I miss my kids, they're all grown up. I miss family camping trips. I miss hugging on you, hugging on you, hugging on you.
I should have told your daughter she needs to applaud at the end of your songs. Thank you. There you go. Now we're in the spirit. Now we're in the spirit.
Right.
Mimsy Mack here on Hunter at Sunrise. And by the way, we have this up on Facebook. We are streaming it live. So if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends so everyone can see Mimsy here this morning. So I take it from that song, you've missed a lot of things over the pandemic. It must have been a tough thing for you because you get out and play a lot, don't you, with people?
Oh, yeah. So my safety net was a lot of live streaming, so that was a lot of fun.
Oh, you did, huh?
Lots and lots.
Yeah. But you really like New York. As I recall from the last time you were here about 3 years ago, you go up there a lot, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much every weekend I'm playing in two bands and have an open mic up there and just love my family up there.
Wow. What part of New York do you play in?
Mostly Brooklyn, Manhattan, and sometimes up in Harlem.
Yeah. Well, tell me about this album you've been working on.
Yeah, so put together a bunch of songs that I realized were related to being a domestic violence survivor. So I just wanted to put all this together. There's about 14 songs, and I'm recording them with a local new recording studio called Hidden Treasures. It's a little private recording studio that just reaches out to singer-songwriters like me, just trying to help us share our music.
Oh, okay. How long have you been working on this?
Well, I didn't know I was working on it for years. Just songs came out, and I'll be singing that last song. The next two songs will be related to it. So then I just realized, oh, that's what this is about. And I felt like my story is best shared with my music. So I want to share with those that might relate to it.
Okay. Well, what is the title of it? Do you have a working title?
It's called Becoming Eileen.
Becoming Eileen. I guess that's one of the songs?
No.
No. What made you want to call it Becoming Eileen?
It's an interesting story. It's, my original name is Eileen. That's my birth name, but it was decided not to be used as my name. So my family came up with the name Mimsy. It's a nickname from a great-grandmother whose birthday I share. So,
I see.
So I just thought I would become back to what I originally was born to be.
Huh. So. That's very interesting. So they didn't like the name Eileen after they gave it to you?
No, it reminded them of a wretched witch, a nurse that worked at the same hospital where they worked, and they realized they shouldn't have named me that after all. So.
I see. We're talking with Mimsy Mack here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play? This is going to be on the album, you see.
Yeah, this song is a newer song, and I play this song with my band, Sunshine Nightmare. It's called Light of Day, and I wrote this during COVID.
Okay, here's Mimsy Mack here on Hunter at Sunrise.
The light of the day shines on my face, drying up my tears with gentle grace. I'm lost in a daze, trying to find my way. Comforted by cheap wine and hope in a brand new day. Where do I go from here? 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 Injustice turning my heart black. Loving creatures is in my soul. Where do I go from here? 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 Where do I go from? Tears with gentle grace. I'm lost in a daze.
Hunter at Sunrise.
Thank you.
Your daughter is really getting in the spirit of it now. This is good. So you have a big family.
This isn't just
your daughter. Why don't you introduce your daughter to her?
This is my daughter, Zuzu, a very talented artist and musician as well.
Okay. And you have other children, too.
I have a total of 6, 3 boys and 3 girls.
Yeah, I think you brought them with you last time,
or
at least most of them.
Well, I brought 2, so I brought Connor and Cammie, and Connor was playing the cajon with me.
Oh, yeah. Are they doing okay?
Everyone's doing great. Yes,
yeah?
Thank you.
So the pandemic didn't do any of them in?
Woo, nope, thankfully not.
Yes. Well, you get out a lot. Tell me about these bands you play with. You say you play with 2 bands. You do an open mic. Tell me about these bands. I bet they're really rocking bands, aren't they?
Yeah, so the band I'm playing with next Friday is called The Rude Mimsy. And I play drums, and my friend.
You play drums.
I play drums in this band, and Rue is my great friend, Rue Starr. She's a great musician. She's an actress as well, and so she's the front girl. And we have Donald on bass.
Okay.
So we're kind of pop punk.
And where are you going to be playing? It's up in New York, right?
It's called the Caffeine Underground, Underground Caffeine in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. Are these places frequented by a lot of New Yorkers?
Yeah, there are a lot of local bars and restaurants that people come into. Some are, have paid admission to come in. So different places, meeting lots of neat people.
And what's the other band? You said there are 2.
My other band is called Sunshine Nightmare, and I play bass in that band. So there's... we have a guitar and I'm on bass, so we're the 2 singers, and then we have a drummer.
Huh.
And that's Tyrant and Charlie.
How did you come up with a name like Sunshine Nightmare?
Well, it's a pretty punk band, so it's the idea that, you got to look into the sunshine because you're living in a nightmare.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, it's Halloween tomorrow. Is this a big holiday for you? Do you enjoy this?
Well, yeah, I have fun. I'm not a big costume girl. I've been Cher before. I've been a hippie girl.
Okay.
So maybe Cher this time.
Do you have a party or something you're going to?
Actually, I'm going to be heading up to New York to be... I've just gotten into this new thing, being a background in shows. So I'm going to be getting ready to do another background. And I can't tell you what the show is, though.
Wow. When you go to New York, you fly or you drive?
Oh, I take the Chinatown bus. Best deal in town.
Chinatown bus? What's that?
So I'll leave at midnight usually and get there about 6 in the morning in Chinatown and hop off and get in the subway to my destination.
Wow. Where does this Chinatown bus leave from here?
In Virginia Beach. There's a few of them. The one I use in Virginia Beach, and it takes me right down to Canal Street.
Is this an actual bus? Is it a former school bus or a TRT?
I think it's a legit, tour bus.
Okay.
I'm going to write a book about my experiences, though. It's been quite an experience.
Yeah, that sounds like it's kind of interesting there on the midnight bus to New York. Oh, cool. We're talking with Mimsy Mack here on Hunter at Sunrise. And once again, this is live on Facebook. So if you see it come up in your feed, please share it with your friends. What else would you like to play for us here?
All right. Yes, I got a good Halloween song for you. This is a song I wrote a while ago. And I play this with Sunshine Nightmare. It's called Ghost and Goblins.
And this will be on your album too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Here's Mimsy Mack here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Raped her soul. The pain from her past was taking its toll. Lies and destruction did dominate, tossing the love into the wretched hate. And joy, forcing the fear to be deployed. Ghosts, goblins, darkness, frantically seeking that lonely white dove. The moon consoled with its magic rays, providing hope for another new day. Ghosts, goblins, darkness, all that crap locked up in her brain.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
That certainly fit in with the theme of this weekend, that's for sure.
I figure you don't have to believe in it, but they're there. You know?
Yeah, of course. Mimsy Mack here on Hunter at Sunrise. And wow, that was a great acoustic session here for the day before Halloween.
Yeah.
So, you know, who do you listen to a lot? What kind of music do you listen to?
Yeah, last time you asked me this, the first thing I said was Pink.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I really do listen to just a little bit of everything. Lately, it's been more pop music. I love Ed Sheeran. In fact, I cover one of his songs.
Oh, wow.
With my song with Rude Mimsy. I do Shivers. So I really like getting all over the place. One of my goals is when I unload this album, I'm going to have a whole new style. I'm kind of...
Yeah, well, that was my next question. When are you releasing this album, do you think?
I'm hoping February is my birthday month, so that's my goal, because I got about 14 songs to... We got about three in the pocket.
Oh, okay. And it's called Becoming Eileen,
yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And it'll be available everywhere, I guess?
Yes, and the Bubblegum Ice Cream will be available everywhere this week, so I'll be releasing it this week.
Is that going to be on streaming services and stuff?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, cool. Well... I really appreciate you coming down here this morning. It's been a blast.
Thank you. It's always a blast with you guys. You're the best.
Okay. Thank you very much to Mimsy Mack for coming on the show. And that's